If we can make a circle, like step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character, which leads us into step seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. So it's funny, one of the things I wanted to discuss today is what's the difference really between step six and what's the difference between step seven. And then somebody asked me if I could share on that, so appreciate when God is in the mediums. Step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove our defects of character. It's the idea of really, I need to become entirely ready. That means I'm not ready for it, but I'm becoming entirely ready. Which is very similar to really the beginning of the program. You know, step one, where it makes us ready to work the program. Without my step one, why would I give my will and my life over to the care of God? Why would I come to believe in a power greater than myself? Why would I go through a process of writing down all my fears and my shortcomings and my issues? Why would I go? There needs to be like the starting point. What starts it? Like, what's the beginning? For me, the beginning was, you know, I'm sitting in a porn shop and I'm masturbating and I don't want to. I say stop and I can't. You know, I'm watching porn and I'm telling myself, shut the screen off, and I can't. You know, and that powerlessness, that unmanageability, leads me to say, hey, you know, something, I can't do this myself. I need a power greater than myself. My step six is a similar way. You know, we're entirely ready. We get to a place where I can't do it by myself. I need to become ready. I need to look at myself. I need to look at the past. I need to look at my step one, my step two, all my steps leading up to step six and say, you know something? Am I ready for this to end? Like, do I want to still sit around? Do I want to have all this pain and resentment and fear? Do I want to, like, live a life of confusion? Do I just want to come home with that same feeling of knowing I'm going to get pissed off at my wife, she's going to get pissed off at me? Do I want to still fight around with my kids? Do I still want to go to work every day with that pit in my stomach? Do I still want to control my outcome in life? Or do I just want to become ready? Like I'm going down this path, and, like, I'm just done. This road doesn't get me to a happy place. I'm just done. You know, does anybody have a new direction how to work on life? And if the answer is yes, then I became entirely ready. That is my step six. And I think it's important to break that up between step seven, where I say, God, remove it. The reason you can't just go to step seven is God is not Santa Claus. God is not where I just walk over to Him and say, hey, here's the list of my character defects, get rid of it. Or like, okay, I don't want to masturbate and act anymore, so God, take this away, and boom, zap. It doesn't work that way. It works in a sense of where I need to put in work. I need to put in the effort. It's a program of action. And if I take the action, the results follow. So my life is going down this road, and now I became entirely ready to have God remove my character defects, where it's like I'm willing for it now to start going down a different road. If I'm willing to make that attitude change, the Big Book talks about this, and this is a very, very important thing. There needs to become inside of me an emotional, spiritual attitude change. That means if when my wife says something to me, I respond the same way as she said something to me a year ago, there's something that did not shift. If when she says no to me for sex, I'm the same way I was 3 years ago when she said no to me for sex, it means I'm the problem. If when in work, all of a sudden, like, things are just not working out Chaim's way, and I'm sitting there responding to it the exact same way as I would have responded to it 5 years ago, that means things aren't changing. I need to ask myself these questions. Am I ready? Am I entirely ready to have the shift of attitude start happening in my life? And if it's not happening, then obviously just by me showing up to a meeting and picking up the phone and complaining and screaming and yelling and wondering why God is not doing my will is not enough. Now, I need to get to meetings no matter what. I need to pick up the phone no matter what. But obviously, the shift in attitude, the spiritual attitude change. The change is not happening. And I need to start making that change. That's my step six. So am I done with this road, and am I ready to go on a different road which will bring me to happy, joyous, and free? And I need to really ask myself that question, because some days, like, the feeling of, like, no, I just want to, like, sit and crap, and I'm pissed off at the whole world. Which, by the way, is healthy sometimes. It is healthy. It is. Sometimes it's like, you know, just screw it. But I need to be very careful with that, because the reality is, we're warned, we can't live in resentment, we can't live in fear. If I live in resentment and fear, I will play with myself. I will end up masturbating, I will watch porn. Or, even worse, I'll just have a miserable life. Might as well just watch porn and masturbate. It's like, you know, you took away that, at least give me, like, something, you know? Like this, it's like, no, I'm going to stay miserable, and I'm not going to have that. So this idea of, like, changing direction in my life. Am I willing to change direction in my life? So my step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character, which is basically me saying, God, whatever it is that you have for me, I am willing to go to any length. It's another admission of I'm willing to go to any length. Because I'm ready. I'm ready. So I am ready to go to any length. We said that in our step, you know, when we came into program. You know, our first thing, am I willing to go to any length to have this obsession removed? If the obsession is not being removed, if I'm still acting out, if I'm still masturbating, if I'm still watching porn, if I'm still what's it called, it's very simple. It's not that the program doesn't work. It's that I'm not ready. I'm not ready to go to any lengths. So I need to ask myself that question. Am I ready to go to any lengths? There were, if for me, myself, my own journey, to be honest with the group, the first year, I wasn't ready to give up porn. I really wasn't. Even sometimes, I'll be even more honest, even sometimes during the second year of recovery, I wasn't ready to die to this disease, to have it removed. I wasn't ready to go to any lengths. Am I today ready to go to any lengths to have my character defects removed? Which basically means nobody has power enough to get me down. Nobody. Nothing, no circumstances in my life have enough power to bring me to a place of misery, of pain. To an extent where I can't work the program and then get out of it. Obviously, when pain hits, pain hits. When confusion hits, when confusion hits. When I'm screwed up in my head with everything that's going on in life, obviously I'm going to get down. But am I sitting there down? Am I sitting there masturbating and watching porn? Am I sitting there not masturbating and watching porn? So I got up to my step six. I'm halfway through the program, but now I'm just going to sit in the place of misery. Because life didn't give me that fear shot. And I don't think life gave any of us that fear shot. I think every guy could sit and convince every psychiatrist, therapist, and everybody why I have a right to masturbate till the day I die. Life didn't give us a fair shot. Let's call it for what it is. But now God handed us a gift. It's called, let's move past this. We got to step five. We're totally insane. Life sucks. It's painful. It's miserable. I don't want anything else but to act out. I have character defects from here to Zimbabwe. Is that how you pronounce it? Zimbabwe. I have issues from here to the moon. Mm-hmm. But now, am I willing to, like, am I going to stay right there? Or am I willing to move on? My step six and seven finally wakes me up and says, hey, you know something? I can move past it. And that's why this is the step that separates between the men and the boys. And that's what leads me to step seven. You know, humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. It's very nice that I have this power and this willingness and I'm ready and I don't want these character defects anymore. I did that with my step one also. I never wanted to really act out. I always felt guilt and shame and remorse. And I used to tell myself 1,000 times a day, today I won't act out. And I used to promise and I used to swear. And I used to wake up in the morning and I used to masturbate. And then I used to say, okay, but from now on. So I used to go to the ritual waters and I used to pray and I used to cry and I used to beg. And on the way home, I used to pick up a porn magazine. You know? Or, you know, I remember on crutches once. It was an episode. I had to bike on crutches to the porn store with my crutches in my hand to effed upness, you know? But I was ready to stay sober. I had all the conviction. Step six, I'm ready to have God remove all my defects of character. I'm ready. But, so why is it all blaring? Why is it all there, you know? I need to humbly ask God. the same way I recognize it. My step one, I'm ultimately powerless. I don't have power. I don't have power as well in my step six and seven. When that rage, you know, comes up inside of me towards my kids, towards my wife, it's like I shared it here a few times, you know, when I bombed that ball on my innocent kid because he couldn't play basketball, and I'm shrieking at my kid, or I'm saying that painful comment to my wife, and it's like, while I'm saying it, it's like, don't, I said, like, what the hell? And I see it. I literally see it. You know what I mean? Don't be stupid. Rather be happy. Rather be happy. The program told me, rather be happy. So why are you shooting your mouth off for? Boom, I shot it off. It's like, why am I doing that for? Because I'm actually powerless as well over my character defects. That's what I came to believe. And that's the separation between step six and seven again. So if I'm powerless over it, I could become ready. I'm ready, God, to stay sober. I need to take the actions. I'm ready to have my defects of character removed. I need to be ready to take the actions now to have them removed. So some of the ideas that we gave was actually writing down some of the character defects and putting them in a tissue box. Write God's name on it and ask him to take it. Praying for the person who I want to show my character defects to, basically. I want to let that person know. And honestly, simply doing what it says. Humbly asking him to remove eligible problems. Humbly standing in front of God. And I heard this in by the conventions a lot, where you put a chair literally in front of you, and you ask God, I invite you into the meeting. Please remove this character defect. This judgmentalism is killing me. This jealousy that I have is just killing me. I can't live with this jealousy anymore. It's too painful. This jealousy of if only I would have what that person has, that pit in the stomach, that person looks a certain way, presents himself a certain way. If I only had that person's money, that person's wife, God, I'm asking you to remove it. And I know that this program works because, look, I'm staying sober. So the first half of the steps work. Let's go for the next half. And simply asking God to remove it. And that's the beauty of when, you know, I don't know how I got this, but before walking into my house, simply saying, God, remove my character defects. By simply just stating those words, God, remove my character defects. So when I enter this house, I could be of service to my wife and to my children. Before going to sleep, I needed to do this for a very, very long time. And every once in a while, I need to go right back to it. God, allow me to love this woman, not have sex with this woman. Allow me to show compassion to this woman, not effort, for no better terminology, because I was lusting on the street and I'm dying. And the same thing with my kids, you know, when they come up, it's like, I just want to go crazy. So keeping it dumb and simple, step seven, humbly ask God to remove it.
What's the difference between plain asking and humbly asking?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. I guess step seven needs to come from a place of my step six, and that's another reason why step six comes first. It's like, I'll talk for myself. I'm a very arrogant person. I'm a very my way or the highway. I'm a very, I know it better. If you didn't get this from this workshop yet. You know, I know how this program works. I know how you stay sober. There's a lot of me. God has a way of saying, if you could do it yourself, go do it. But if it's a place from humility of, I can't do it myself. I don't know how. I'm broken. A place of not with my head down and crunched down and, like, you know, falling over, but rather a place of, I know who I am. These are my character defects. I tried to get rid of them my whole life, and it doesn't work the same way I tried to stay sober. A place of humility, a place of peace. That's A. B for myself is to remember it's on God's time now. If I'm putting in the work and I'm really showing up, putting in the work for me means going to meetings continuously, making phone calls continuously, calling my sponsor continuously, getting direction continuously, reading the literature continuously, showing up and sharing from humility continuously, and actually doing the steps on it continuously, if then God decides, I hear you want your character defects removed on my time, then I don't become rageful when they come up. I laugh at it. I view it and laugh. I could talk to my wife and I'll literally lie straight out of my mouth. And boom, I lied and turn around and say, I just lied. I don't know how that happened, but this is really what happened. Like, in the same sentence, I can do that. and then just laugh at it. Literally view it and laugh at it, because this is who I am. Not, what the, scream and yell, and then all of a sudden just burst out laughing. Like, where the hell did that come from? Feel myself judging somebody in a meeting and then just laugh at it. Okay, this is who I am. Humbly, humbly. It's not this rigidity, you know, rah. That's what it works for me, humility behind it. Which leads me to the last thing I want to share, and then we'll open the floor for questioning. I think one of God's beauties is that we're in a program together in a full circle, which basically gives me the opportunity to really work on my character defects. They all come up for me by meetings. They all come up for me. Why is this guy controlling? Why is this guy sharing so long? Why does this guy not share? Why does he never raise his hand? This guy is the guy that always comes late to the meeting. This guy always comes at the end of the meeting. And my brain goes to these places naturally. Naturally. I don't like this guy. I do like this guy. This guy, poor this guy. All feelings about the program and the meetings come up for me naturally. And it's a place where I could actually work on my character defects. It's a safe place where I see my character defect like presented to me. And I could actually work on it. I could turn to God and I could say, God, allow that person to be a blessing. I could pray for that person. I could ask God to remove that jealousy that I have. I could be sitting in a meeting and then a guy walks in and I think that guy's making a killing. He's making money. And it's like, F you, you don't even need this program. You have so much money. That's what comes up for me. And it's like, God, just take that away and allow my ears to hear it and then pray for the guy. Or a guy could come into the meeting and it's like, oh, okay, you're going to share your experience, strength, and hope again? Yeah, you're by day 30? Yeah, you're getting your chip again? And I'm going to listen to you for the 8th time now on your experience, strength, and hope. Why don't you stay the blank sober, right? And to stop and to pray for the guy. To recognize that we're all broken. We're all here trying to stay sober another day. We don't come here to eat ice cream, you know, to chill out. We're broken. So this is a safe place where when my character defects come up, I could actually work on them hands-on. But if I'm at a meeting and I'm playing on my phone, I'm looking at the next guy, I'm bulling around, which I'm guilty of doing a lot of, I can't work on myself. Oh, the program doesn't work. I'm not working the program. I happen to show up at a meeting. It's like I did that in the school days also. I came to class, but I wasn't, you know, I was playing my schmeckle under the table. I wasn't like exactly like listening, you know what I mean? So it's a safe opportunity for me to actually work on myself. It's a very, very special place to do that. Any questions?
In the heat of the moment, that's probably too late already, but like when you, I get this awareness that I know that I'm acting crazy. So it's probably a little already too late, but at that moment, what can I do to, you know, like a cliche, a slogan, something, or just to like, whoa,
right,
stop,
right.
You know?
So again, the first thing is to view it. Not to judge it. I judge myself a lot. I'm never good enough for Chaim. So first of all, view it and laugh at it. Wow, there I went again. You know what I mean? I took a crap again. Came out of my mouth. You know what I mean? Or it just went on in my brain. And then to simply say, God, remove it. As simple
so
as that.
There I go again.
Big deal. There I go again. I'm staring at the woman. I didn't even realize. Like, I have X-ray vision right into her.
Talking about like rage.
Yeah, there I go again. God, remove it. I'm ready. Become ready. But start from step 6. That's why I did the whole 2 weeks in starting from step 6. Started from step 6. Recognize it and then work on it. There's nothing wrong. Let me not get this, you know. There's nothing wrong if I see I have a rage problem, right? For me to then, during the week, call people in recovery and say, this is my issue. What is your experience on them? If it's something that is... For me, it's, and that's why I talk about it, is jealousy. For me to work on it, not just that God take it away, God take it away, God take it away, like Santa Claus. No, to actually then take the work on it. Where people came over to me and told me, okay, Chaim, ask yourself, where did it start from? Where does it come from? Do you think if you have what they have? To then do the work on it. But to remember, I could do all the work on it the same way I could do all the work on staying sober. I'm not going to stay sober.
So humbly is a result of... Is it a result of step 6?
It's a need.
Six?
No, it's a must. It's a must. In the 12 and 12 day, he says in the beginning of step 7, He says a line over there that no step could be taken really without some sort of humility. So it's just the realization of don't do this through arrogance. There could be a million, it's like we're trying to figure out what the word humble, why over here humbly, you know, put out 10 different countries on why. Everybody could come up with answers. At the end of the day, I need some sort of humility of it's not me, but it's God. That's the humility. Keep it dumb and simple. Why? Now we're getting back into, like somebody said, let's wait for the base matters for that.
So what's the action in step 7? Action is working on the humility, since we already have the readiness in step 6.
Is asking God. The action is, right, the action is to ask God. To put it into the box. Write God's name down, write the character defect, and put it into the box. Ask God to remove it. And when it comes up, take the action. Take the action. Continuously just take the action. But the main thing is, like he says, humbly ask God. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. It sounds very easy. My step 6 and 7 basically went like this. Sponsor, I'm up to step 6. What should I do? So, Chaim, you've been bitching to me lately about, you know, wanting to get out of your basement apartment and going into a house. And you you have a lot of passion about that. Are you ready just for today to be in your home? I said, yeah. I said, you're entirely ready just to be in your basement today? I said, yeah. He said, are you willing to ask God to take away the character defect of jealousy for all those people that own a home? I said, yeah. He said, you just did your step 6 and 7. Let's do 8. Start writing down your list of people right now who you're following. I was like, cute. But, like, give me some. That's what it says. That's exactly what it says. It says, become entirely ready, which I became. And it says, ask God to remove it, which I did. He said, now do that in all your affairs. When any one of your character defects come up, do it. That's it. I want to make it more, you know, bulged. And
can you do it before you do steps 4 and 5?
We could always do it. We're supposed to do all our steps right when we come in, because it's like we're in a ship that's drowning. Where you grab this log, grab this log, just stay sober another day. So anything could really bring us out. But yeah, it's step 11, 1, 6, 8. There's no, we just need to do it. But it's not like, but obviously we need there's a system to the steps. But yeah, there's no, you know.
I struggle with like knowing if something's like part of my personality or if it's a character defect. Like, I don't know if I'm giving an example of what I mean. Let's say I can't sit down and do an hour worth of paperwork for my work. Like, for example, this morning I'm like, screw the thing with the work. I'll come to Chaim's workshop and say, this is a much bigger thing. I do that consistently with a lot of things in life, and then all the small stuff sort of never gets done, and then it catches up to me. So now I'm working on my character defect. How do I deal with that? Do I say that's a character defect? Or suppose somebody's sort of on the quieter side, and they're thinking, well, I want to be warmer. Like, maybe it's not a character defect. Maybe it's just who you are.
Right.
Like, how do you deal with that whole
topic? So for myself, it's a personality change that's supposed to happen as a result of working the steps. Things automatically change. I see myself all of a sudden being different. I couldn't read for the life of mine, as you know, when I came into recovery. I couldn't actually read the words, as you know also. And the reality is I learned how to read. There's a change that automatically is supposed to happen. If the change is not happening, then I need to do the work, obviously, on it to get that change. But also the program changes me also to the degree of, it actually changes, like you're saying, how do I know if it's a character defect? Or if it's, this is who I am, I'm a quieter guy. The reality is we see people in program who were quieter became louder, and the people that are louder became quieter. Because it literally transforms us. When it comes to a direct, let's say, situation where you're saying, let's say, with the writing or stuff like that. So it's the tool of saying, I can't, but you can, God. So write it for me. The same idea that we tell people who don't do the steps, right? God, I can't do all this paperwork. I don't know how to do it. It's too complicated, it's too difficult. Okay, God, I'm taking out the pen, I'm taking out the paper. You start writing. Humbling myself that I'm actually not capable. I'm not. I'm actually not capable. In early recovery, we used to say I'm not capable to actually go to work. Work itself, the word work and a sexaholic don't go together. I'm not capable. God, help me. It's not anymore just because this is who my personality is, you know, my personality is I like sex. It's my personality. You know, that's who I am, right? I have to ask God, no matter how it's a part of me, the sex is every fiber of my being. I need to say, God, take it away. My character defect of not being able to be organized, right, which I struggle with very much. God, help me out in it. Show me where I could be helpful. Show me where I could hoop to talk to. How do I get guidance of it? You know, in the past, it was like effort, and now I'm just going to play with myself, you know. Today, it's I could bring it to God, and God could actually take it away. In all my fears, it's interesting. We spoke over here once. We spoke over here once. People who are clinically depressed, and people who were on heavy, heavy medication, through the program, don't need that anymore. How is that possible? What do you mean? This is, isn't that the most psyche needing, this is who my essence is? It is. But through humbling myself in front of my Creator, working the steps, God changes me. I guess we'll end it here.